Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Parshas Veschanan contains the Parsha of Shema. Parshas Ekev contains the Parsha of Ahaya. And those two Parshas, along with the Parsha of Ayomer and Parsha Shlach, is what we recite twice daily at Shachris and at Mar, B'shachbuch of Kumecha, fulfilling the mitzvahs asei d'yorais of Shema. And although Shema is something we recite twice daily, and others even more, up to four times a day, very often when we recite something by rote on an irregular basis, we don't pay enough attention to what we say. And certainly this will be a worthwhile time to review and to understand the Parsha of Shema, which we recite on a regular basis. The Rishonim have a very big debate regarding which Parsha is actually the Parsha D'Oraisa. There are those Rishonim who say, just saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is the mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa of Kriya Shema. Other Rishonim understand the whole first paragraph, the Parsha of Ve'ahavta, that we recite, is the mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa. And there are other Rishonim who say the Parsha of Shema and Ve'ahayim Shema, those two paragraphs together, are the mitzvahs asei d'oraisa. If you take a look in the Shagas Aryeh, in the first two simanim, in his Tshuva, Siman Aleph, and Siman Beis, the Shagas Aryeh has a long discussion about which parshios are actually mid d'oraisa, but it's almost uncontested that the first pasuk, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is indeed the mitzvahs asei of Parshas Shema. Take a look in the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, who both seem to indicate as such. Although the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama, time-bound mitzvahs, and therefore women are exempt and pturos, nonetheless the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Ayin Sef Aleph, nachon hu lelamdam, she'akamlu aleim o malchus shmaim, it's appropriate that women do recite the parasha of Kriya Shema in order that they too accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. The Ramah adds, V'yikru lefachos pasuk rishon, at least they should say the first pasuk, the pasuk of Shema. Commenting, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mashmi tzadadim p'turim. There's no question that fundamentally and categorically speaking, on the absolute level, certainly nashim are p'turos from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. However, Abach Pasak, dechayavim medina lekabel malchus shmai mipasuk rishon. The Bach Rabbi Olsirkis in his commentary on the Torah writes that certainly they're also mechuyavos to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven, yichud Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And thus, nashim should recite the first pasuk. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes about harbe achronim cholkim azeh. Many achronim argue on the Bach, and thus we have a machlok as the Bach, and the majority of achronim, whether or not nashim are mechuyavos to recite the first pasuk of Shema. The Bach understands that they are required because there is a level of Kabbalas Och Malchus Shema and Yichud Hashem, sanctifying and signifying that God is one. However, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the reason that Nashim are Peturos, according to most Achronim and Rishonim, is because Yichud Hashem means their willingness and the ability to sacrifice one's life and to give one's life al Yichud Hashem, but not that that pasuk has to be recited. Nonetheless, Nashim historically have accepted upon themselves to say the first pasuk of Shema at least, and even more so if they could say Shema and Bahaya even better. The Gemara, the Rambam, as well as the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch quoted by the Sefer Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Chaf writes that the Seder, the order, the chronology of the parshas of Shema is critical. Says the Rambam, Umagdim likros parsha Shema. Sheish but siva yichur Hashem yisbarach ve'havaso v'talmud toraso shu ha'ikur ha'gadol shakol talaboy. The reason that the Parsha Shema is recited first in the Seder of the Parshos, in the Shachris and in Marv, as we recite Shema on a daily basis, because Shema includes within it the mitzvah of yichur Hashem, the recognition and the proclamation that God is one. More than that, Parsha Shema notes v'havos Hashem, the love that we should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Talmud Torah, v'hayu advar me'ela, asher novchim et tzavach ha'yom alavach, as a reference to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Shu ha'ikur ha'goldu shakol tovle, everything is dependent upon Yichur Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Talmud Torah. The next parasha, the parasha of Ahayim Shemoa, Sheish Boit Tzival Shar Mitzvos Kulum, has the commandment in other mitzvos, Schar V'onesh, Bahayim Shemoa Tishmol Mitzvos, Ayasher Nochim Mitzav Eschem Ayom Liava. We reference the ability to receive reward when we do the mitzvos, and Lo Aleinu, an onesh, a punishment, if we do not fulfill the mitzvos properly. Finally, the last chapter of Shema, Acharei Parsha Tzitzis, Shegam Hiyesh Batzivoy Al Zchiras Kol HaMitzvos, the Parsha of Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Parsha of Vayomer, which includes the mitzvah of Tzitzis Urisim Olsam Uzechatim as Kol Mitzvos, is a reference to all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, and therefore says the Sefer Chinuch, if a person recites the Parsha Shema V'Hayim Shema, the Parsha of Tzitzis on a daily basis, and certainly twice, B'Shach B'Chav Gumecha, Shachris and Marv, you have protection and focus of the most critical elements, most basic tenets of philosophy and halacha and the mitzvot that are most primary and critical to Klal Yisrael, to each and every single Jew. Yichud Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, the mitzvah of tzitzis, and furthermore, the discussion of k'shartem los layedecha v'hayu l'totafos beirinecha, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, and furthermore, the mitzvah of mezuzah is beisecha v'yishurecha, shema and v'hayim shema, the first two parshos are placed in the mezuzah, which is upon every entrance to every single room that we go into, thus the critical nature of this mitzvah, the mitzvah of shema. But it's not just the recitation of the mitzvah of shema that it's critically important, it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, but there are two other mitzvos as well, which the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rambam, the Ramban, and all the Moni HaMitzvos count as well. And that is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. When we recite the words, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, V'chol levavecha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meyodecha, says the Sefer HaMitzvos as follows. Shiroi lo la'odom, shiyosim komach shavto, v'chol megamoso achar Ahavas Hashem. A person should focus, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that all of his heart, his desires, are completely focused on the love of God. V'yarech b'libo tamid, ki kol mashu ba'olam, everything that one has in life, osher, uban, mukavon, whether it be wealth, value, honor, prestige, Hakol ke'ayin uke'efes v'tohu k'neged ahavaso baruch hu. It's all meaningless. It's null and void. It has very transient in terms of the bigger picture of believing in God, knowing in God, and of course loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chafetz Chaim in Simen Chafei Sifkatan Yudalit, quoting the Sefer Charedim, that when you recite the words of Vahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Shiyir Elahachnis Avas Hashem Yisbarach Bilibo, Shiloye Kedover Shekech, you shouldn't say anything false ever. So therefore, when you say the words "Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol medecha with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my financial backing," one should say it earnestly, sincerely, with intensity and kavana, in order that one will really be saying the truth. And furthermore, says the Chafetz Chaim at the end of the Sefer, Shmiras Halashon Perek Yurbeis of Chasimas HaSefer, that when you recite the words "Ve'hafta," Yire lehachnis bilivo avas Hashem, you should place the love of God in your heart. V'yizbonin begadlus habore v'ramamuso, you should focus on the greatness, the majesty of our Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that moment is the time to focus on the mitzvah of loving Hashem. No different when you take the dal minim, no different when you light the menorah, no different than when you hear the shofar. When one says the words, V'yahavtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meyadecha, you should really mean it and say it so sincerely that it's really meaningful, the same way when you tell somebody else, I love you. That's how we say V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, with intensity, with sincerity, and with earnestness. But there's another mitzvah, and that's the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, the oneness of God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hashem, you are one, says the Sefer Chinuch, V'zo mitzvah saseh, this is a positive commandment. The Eina Haggadah. It's not simply homiletics. It's not a drasha. But when you renounce and proclaim God's oneness, Shema Klomer Kabel Mimeni Dabar Zev V'dai Ehu V'hamin Bo Ki Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Echad Hu. Don't just say it loosely. Don't just say it's a drasha, it's homiletics, and there's really exegesis to it. But it's a practical thing that I believe in God's oneness. I know that God is one. And thus the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Samachal of Sivkatan Gimel, Shechavin b'shashu korei Hashem lekabel ol malchus shemayim, that I should accept upon myself the oak and the of heaven at that moment. Lios nerag al kiddush Hashem hamyuchad, that I'm willing to give up my life for God's oneness at that moment. That's when one should think that. V'zel b'chol nafshecha afilu no teles nafshecha, even if my soul is going to be taken away, I have such a thought, and it's practical that I believe in the chay adam. Takes it even one step further. Klal Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, he writes, Shiyidme b'daito, when one says the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, b'chol nafshecha, you should think, kilu nisraf achshav, that I'm willing to be burnt at that moment, al kdusha shmo, v'yachshav lo kilu asa before mamash, I should actually think about that. Practically, it's real. And how many Jews have given their lives, al kiddush Hashem, with the words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, on their lips, and we, says the Chai Adam, should think about that miyad achre hamila echad, right after the recitation of the word echad, we should have that imagery, that thought process about what it means to give our lives al kiddush Hashem. Thus, the mitzvah of kriya shema, b'shachach v'kumecha, b'shachris uv'mayriv, the mitzvah of avas Hashem, the mitzvah of yichud Hashem, the parsha v'hayim shema, the parsha v'yomer, los asurach re'levavchem achreinechem, zuminos and apikorsis, los asurach re'levavchem achreinechem, we shouldn't think about other things. These are the critical, most primary, and most essential mitzvos that we have the ability to fulfill, to recite, to proclaim on a daily basis, and thus it should be said with sincerity, intensity, and with real kavana. And thus the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, Yikra Kriya Shema Bekavana, Be'ema Be'yiru Be'reses Uvezeh, when one is reciting Kriya Shema, it should be said with real kavana, with serious concentration. Be'ema Be'yira, with fear and awe. Bereses uvezeh, trepidation, when those words are recited, they're meaningful words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, you are our God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, Hashem, you are Rachamim, Hashem, you are Din, you're Elokim. V'yahavta, I love you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do so much for me, you take care of me, my family, Klal Yisrael, you look after us, this Hashgacha Pratis, and I'm willing to give my life for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the thoughts that I should have practically during the recitation of those psukim and those parshios. And then furthermore, says the Mechaber in Siv Beis, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, on the words, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, what should we be thinking about? Bechol Yom Yu Benecha Kichadoshim, that every single day when I'm reciting Shema, Bechol Yom, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, I should think it's fresh, it's new, it's not old news, Lo K'mi Shekvar Shamos Harbe Pamim, She'eno Chaviv Etzlo, it's new, it's fresh, it's as if I heard this for the first time. And the Medrash Rabbah explains, it's as if the king gives a new edict, and when the king proclaims new protocol, new policy, everybody reads it with bated breath. What's going to be stated? What's going to be said? And we have to read every single aspect of the law. The CDC comes out with a new policy and protocol. We read it so carefully, so meticulously. That's Shema. Hayom alalavecha. Read it carefully. Read it with kavana. Think about it. What does it mean to me today? And it should be read with intensity, with sincerity, with earnestness, properly having these thoughts as described by the poskim and the rishonim. And furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel to Siman Samech Aleph, based upon the Medrash, there are 248 words in the three paragraphs of Shema, which correspond to the 248 Evarim, body parts that exist in each and every single human being. Asks the Medrash, that's not true. If you read the three parashas, you only have 245 words. How is it possible that 245 corresponds to the 248 body parts? And explains the Medrash, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. That's the reason why the Chazan recites after the conclusion in Hashem Elokecha Memes, and each and every single person should listen to the Chazan, because those three words that the Chazan repeats, Hashem Elokecha Memes, are a reference to the final three to reach 248. And as the Medrash comments, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav, Ramach Tevos Kemini Nevarav Shel Adam V'chol Eiver V'Eiver Noltel Teva Achas U'misrape Ba'ki Tikuno, when one recites the Parshos of Shema properly, each and every single limb, sinew, body part receives refuah, health, based upon each and every single word, as the Pasuk says, Refuos Tihi Le Sharecha. Asks the Mishnah Berurah, how is that possible, that 245 compared to the 248, the recitation of Hashem Elokeichem Emes is included in the 248, and therefore the Ramah says, if you're unable to hear Hashem Elokeichem Emes from the Chazan, if you're unable to be in shul, that's why you should recite the first three words, Kael, Melech, Neman, and those three words will allow one to get to 248. Thus, the Parshios of Shema should be said sincerely in order to receive the refuah, to receive the health and the safety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Dalet, Noagim Likros Pasuk Rishon B'Kol Ram, Kedei La'orer HaKavana. The first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, should be said out loud in order to raise one's intensity and Kavana. And that's what the Tzibur does, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everybody recites it in unison in order that the Kavana of the congregation, each and every single person, raises the other person's concentration. And one is able to focus on the words, what's being recited, and the thought that goes into each and every single word. Furthermore, the importance of the first pasuk of Shema is so critical that the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei, Noagim Liten Yideyem al pnei b'kriyas pasuk. We place our hand on our eyes when we recite the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why? Says the Mechaber, k'dei shelo yistakel b'davar acher shemona melechavin. We don't do this anywhere else in tefillah, but we place our hands on our eyes for that pasuk that we're so focused and we're not thinking or looking at anything else, but just looking to make sure that we're reciting those words and hearing them as carefully as we can in our ears to focus on those words. The Noth Behuda is quoted as saying a different reason. Because when we look around and open our eyes around the world, we don't always see the oneness of God. We see difficulties, complications. We don't always feel the love of Hashem. There's challenges, trials, and tribulations in our life. Therefore, we close our eyes in order to focus and to think that we really know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants what's best for each and every single individual and all of Klal Yisrael. We close our eyes to think because we don't always see it ourselves. And in Siv Vav, the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, how should you pronounce the words in Shema? Tzorich laharich beches shel echad. You should say ech. You should lengthen the letter Ches. Why? Kidei shiyam lecha kadosh baruch hu b'shmai maratz, in order to coronate God in the heaven and the earth. Because the Ches has the chatotros. It's focused upward. Shamayim and aratz, and therefore the Ches should be said long enough that one can think about God's presence and God being coronated both in shamayim and aratz, in heaven and earth. Finally, v'yarech bidalid shel echad. Echad. The Dalit should be enunciated longer because Dalit is the equivalent of the number 4. And we should think, Shiyach Shavu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachid Ba'olamo Umoshel Ba'ar Baruchos Olam. God is the ruler, the Melech Machim Machim in the 4 corners of the world, east and west, north and south. And therefore, the Dalit should be lengthened with enough time to think about the 4 corners of the world. And more than that, the Ches should be lengthened long enough to think about God in the heaven and the earth. That's why if you look in the Sefer Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Ayin is larger. The Dalit is larger because Ayin and Dalit spell aid, witness. And we testify that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe, the king of all kings, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I'd like to conclude with 2 critical stories. After the war, after the Holocaust, of Yosef Shlomo Kahneman, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Panovich Yeshiva, the leader, almost, of all world Jewry, the one who was the Rav of the city of Panovich, which was decimated and completely destroyed miraculously. Rav Kahneman survived the war, but his wife and children were all murdered and killed. And after the war, he went to monasteries and to churches and went and asked, are there any Jewish children that may have been hidden here during the war? And regularly, nuns and priests and the church and the monastery say, no, absolutely not. And Rav Kahneman was relentless and said, I don't believe you. And they continued to say no, and Rav Kahneman, before he would exit, would exclaim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And slowly children would hear. And he would say it again, and slowly more children would hear. And Rav Kahneman was able to bring back hundreds and hundreds of Jewish children who were familiar with those words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because their parents had taught it to them as children, Kriya Shema Alamita, besides reciting in the morning at Shacharis, and in the evening at Maariv, we recite it every single night at bed. And we teach it to our children what these psukim and parshios mean. And ultimately, this is what allowed many children to be brought back to our heritage through these critical words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But allow me to conclude talking to you about one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, the Kalev Rebbe of Yerushalayim, who passed away 2 years ago at the age of 96. The Kalev Rebbe's entire family was killed in the war. And in an interview, he explained why he made it a primary focus of his chassidus and of his teachings to talk and to teach mostly secular Jews, unaffiliated, assimilated Jews, to recite Shema and what it meant. And he explained in an interview there were 2 reasons why this became his mission in life, so much so that he started something called the Shema Yisrael Network, wrote books about Shema, spoke and lectured about Shema throughout the world. And he writes, when I was with my mother in the ghetto, the Nazis separate us, and I'm quoting it directly, as the Kalev Rebbe Zichron Levracha explained in this interview. My mother ran after me crying, my beloved Yitzchak, I haven't managed to teach you Torah, but this you must remember wherever you are at any time when you say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem will protect you from harm. So this, says the Kalev Rebbe, is what I've been saying to myself all day, from morning to night. And that's explained by Taub, the Kalev Rebbe, why he promoted the recital of Shema. And he writes, a few hours before we were liberated from Bergen-Belsen, the Nazis took many Jews and threw them into the fire. I cried, explained the Rebbe as a young boy, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and I said, Ribono Shalom, this might be, Chas V'Shalom, the last time I will be saying Shema Yisrael. Soon I will be with the rest of my family in heaven. If you give me life, I promise you that I will say time and time again, Shema Yisrael, declaring your eternity with those who will outlive the war. And this is what Rabbi Tal did, creating a legacy and a destiny for hundreds and thousands upon thousands of Jews who recite the Shema daily. It's our job that we are able to recite Kriya Shema and have the opportunity, the ability, the obligation to do so, to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, but not just by rote, but understanding, appreciating the words. Take a look in Siman Samech Aleph for Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch, who describe the beauty, the transcendence, the oneness of God and the love that we should have for God. If we are able to say it slower, more carefully, with Kavana, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'reses of Isaiah, as the Mechaber, the Tour described, may we be zochet ultimately to see the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, opening our eyes, and not with our eyes covered. B'siyat d'shmaya be'ezos Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zochet to that day when everybody will proclaim and everybody will see, Jew and non-Jew alike, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Have a wonderful Shabbos.